We have not seen a significant increase in crashes involving ORVs. In fact, we're still, significantly under about, or running about 10 a year, at the most. And I just had run a study for one of our commissioners recently, and I believe the high was like maybe 10 or 11 for, and that includes the ones that occur actually off-road as well, not necessarily just on the roadways. So it has not been a significant issue for us in Allegan County. Most people that we find are following the ordinance. In the past, prior to the ordinance, what my biggest concern was when people would see our patrol cars and they were on an off-road vehicle and they were operating on the shoulder of the roadway or on that part of the roadway there, they would flee from us. And obviously when they're doing that, there's more opportunities for injuries and crashes when they're fleeing from us than there are if they would just be, a situation where maybe they were traveling too fast because the speed limit's 25 miles per hour on an ORV, they could take a citation, and less likely to run from us. And so we're not seeing the number of people fleeing like we did in the past. So that's a good thing. And I think that's one of the benefits of that ordinance when we passed that is we're just not seeing the people running from us and fleeing from us on ORVs like we did in the past.